Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of the Woke Bros. Of course, I'm your co-host, Big Waz, a.k.a. Wazzy Lambray, and I'm joined, as always, by my brother on the west side of Los Angeles, Nando Vila. What's up, brother?
Doing well, doing well. Had a good time partying on Halloween.
Halloween was good.
Halloween, we got fucking great. Drunk as hell, and Waz was dressed as an FBI agent, and I was dressed as Fidel Castro. Which shows that, you know, reconciliation is possible.
It's definitely possible. As you put it, I was doing COINTELPRO against you on Tuesday night. Just had a great time. Shouts to Jameson Pub in Santa Monica, the Lincoln as well. And then Highlight Room. I went to the Highlight Room afterwards,
Puff Daddy showed up dressed as Batman, like a whole. It was ridiculous. Whatever. That's a story for another day.
I wasn't sure if that was like that was real.
That was him at the party that I went to. Yeah, after linking up with you guys.
Fuck.
He's just a ridiculous person, but you know that's neither here nor there. So, on today's show, wanted to get into George Santos and his triumphant defeat of New York State House members. In the House of Representatives, they try to get him out of here, out of there. He whooped their asses. Mm-hmm. What a joke of a government. But, you know, we just wanted to tie the bow on the UAW strike. They've reached a deal with all three of the car companies. The stand-up strike worked. You know, oftentimes, Nando, they were getting last-minute concessions right before they announced where the next strike was because they, you know, it was a surprise every single time they told guys to strike so that the bosses wouldn't know where to deploy extra resources at, right? They were catching them wrong-footed all the time. We talked about how they put some fake stuff in the mainstream press early on in the strike, and the bosses actually believed those dummies in the mainstream who obviously weren't well-sourced and sent resources to the wrong plants and left other stuff open. So this worker militancy worked, Nando. And yeah, they extracted a lot of value. They clawed back stuff that they already had back in the days that they lost, that they got back, fought back. And, you know, I just think this is a model for workers all over the country for how to get your shit back from these greedy ass bosses.
Yeah, I mean, the context is that the UAW really lost a lot during the 2008 crash. If you remember, Comrade Obama bailed out the Detroit automakers, which probably was the right move. Yeah. And like it was a huge reason why he won the election in 2012 so easily against Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney had written an article in the New York Times saying, "Let Detroit fail," even though his father, George Romney, was the CEO of General Motors at one point. In that deal to save the auto companies, the UAW had to give up a bunch of stuff, especially around pensions. That was like the big thing at the time. And so this contract, again, just one of the more remarkable labor actions in decades in the United States. Like I could see this going down in history as an inflection point for workers in the United States. Like, I mean, it's still like a long way to go to get back to even where we were in the 1970s and 80s. But it could signal a turning point. Just again, we've talked about it, this new leadership at both the UAW and the Teamsters, just much more aggressive, much more creative, much more willing to go on the offensive, and the results speak for themselves. I mean, I'm just reading here from Alex Press's write-up in Jacobin that describes the historic deal with Ford, GM, and Stellantis, which is like Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. It goes, she writes, the Stellantis tentative agreement, like those at Ford and GM, includes pay raises of 25% to base wages through the life of the 4.5-year agreement and the reinstatement of cost of living allowances given up during the Great Recession. That was huge, as well as compression of the number of years it takes to reach to the top rate, which will shrink from 8 years to 3 years. I mean, that is damn crazy. Like it used to be, you had to be fucking working there for 8 years,
almost a decade to get top pay, to make top pay.
And then so she continues, the UAW said the gains will cumulatively bring up the top wage at Stellantis by 33%, compounded with estimated cost of living allowance to over $42 an hour. The starting wage will jump by 67%, compounded with the cost of living allowance to over $30 an hour. So, you know, just as starting out, someone starting out is already going to start getting $30 an hour. And, you know, beyond the kind of, you know, the nuts and bolts, you know, the bread and butter stuff that they got, wage increases, the end of the tiers, the compression of the time it takes to reach the top level, which I think is just a huge thing. And the other one that they got that was huge was they're basically not allowing the companies to hire workers on a sort of temporary
right,
contract for more than a few months. You know, it used to be like the, what they were able to do is just kind of keep someone
rolling over the freaking temporary deals. Yes.
And then if you ever then did become full time, then the 8-year clock started. Now, if you're temp for a while, the clock starts when you start, you know? Yep. And so that's, again, a huge concession. But beyond the kind of bread and butter stuff, the ambition and the creativity of the UAW, like I really want to highlight this kind of seemingly small thing, which is that they negotiated the contract to be 4.5 years instead of 4 years, which is kind of the standard. And typically one would say that these labor deals, the longer they are, the worse they are for workers. But they argued that the extra 6 months was important because A, they wanted the contract to end on April 30th, which is the day before May Day. And they timed all of them to end on the same day. And their plan is to work with other unions across other sectors to also time their contracts to end on April 30th to create a new found awareness of May Day, which is something that is well known across the world. Yep. The irony is that May Day started in the United States in reaction to the Haymarket Affair, which was a labor action in Chicago.
United States, who has become probably the most anti-labor country ever. It's insane.
Yeah. So and it was created in the United States for the it was a labor action to create to get the 8-hour work week. They murdered a bunch of people in the town square, and that became known internationally as May Day, and it's International Workers' Day everywhere in the world except for the United States. So they're not just kind of fighting their bosses in the immediate sense. They're trying to create or trying to relink the American labor movement, which was moribund, to a sense of international, that they're part of an international workers movement that transcends borders, it transcends industries, it transcends the individual union, that they're all in it together. And I think, you know, the evidence of that that's already working is very clear. So right now, the big three are unionized in the United States, but plants.
Tesla's not.
Tesla's not, and that's going to be a big one. They're already, the UAW is already
coming for you, Elon.
They're already coming. But Toyota, Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, Honda, Nissan, all these others are not unionized
in the United States.
Yeah, and so there's a very clear goal that in the next 4.5 years, they're going to try to organize all of those workers. And to that effect, and you can tell that they're already scared. So this is from another write-up in Jacobin by Dan DiMaggio. He was covering this, and he says that he received a text message from a Toyota worker in Alabama the day after the agreement was announced, saying management had called an emergency meeting. Toyota, clearly running scared, was raising top pay to $32. He said, and shortening the time to get there from 8 years to 4. Another worker at a Toyota plant in Kentucky said the company was boosting wages and slashing the progression to top rate in half there as well. The new top rate will increase $2.94 to $34.80 for production workers and $3.70 to $43.20 for skilled trades. So this contract, which has nothing to do with Toyota, is already causing workers at Toyota to get wage increases. And that's how that works. Every single study shows that unionized jobs raise wages for everyone.
For everybody. Yeah. The standard gets raised for everybody, whether you're a dues-paying union member or not, because obviously that's what it is. And again, what I try to illustrate to people all the time, why this is absolutely necessary, because the mentality of the bosses is such that, let's just say those people at that Toyota plant would have said, hey, guys, without the UAW strike, hey guys in management, we're selling a shit ton of Toyotas. We're doing our thing. We're busting our humps here. We think we deserve a raise. We think actually, you know, these guys, that these new hires, they should have a quicker way to get to top pay. They should become full-time quicker, yada, yada, yada. You know what the boss would say? Oh, you're trying to bankrupt the company. That's 100% that would have been their response. Oh, you're going to bankrupt the company. We can't afford that. We can't blah, blah, blah. You want us to raise our prices on the customer, blah, blah, blah. It's all of this crap. The second they see some worker militants on the part of UAW, they already smell. They can smell it. They're like, oh my God, they're coming for us next. Why don't we just preempt this by doing this? They would never do this on their own.
Of course.
Like, please understand this. They're not paying the as much after, as they can.
The day after the deal's announced. Come on.
Come like, on, man.
The day after. It's like, come that's on. How fast it is. That's how fast they could just, whoop, do that.
You they know? Would never do this on their own. They would never be compelled to do this out of the goodness of their heart or some, you know, moral understanding of fairness and shit. Like, it's never going to happen. This is the only way we get any concessions from these fools. And so... yeah, I'm not surprised by that. And again, a rising tide lifts all boats. And I truly believe that. Again, I think every job becomes better by the standards being raised at these type of jobs.
Yeah.
100%. And I will say this on every single pod. I promise you, even if you do white collar jobs like me and Nando, if your bosses thought you could go out and get 90K tomorrow, from some regular job, 85K, whatever it was, even if let's just say you're making 110 right now.
Yeah.
If they felt like tomorrow you could go to some less prestigious job and get something close and pay, they'd be like, yo, nah. We gotta treat these guys better. They would. That's all they respond to. They don't respond to any other market pressures.
Yeah,
it's got to be the threat that, oh, these people will straight up not allow us to exploit their labor anymore.
Yeah,
we got to do better by them. And the proof is in the pudding over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and if you look at, you know, if you look at politics like we do, and I'm sure anyone who listens to this show, looks at politics and cares about politics, and you look at the fucking Democrats and just how awful they are, you know, example, like Gavin Newsom, the kind of next big hope, vetoing a bill that passed in the California state legislature to help striking workers get unemployment benefits. Just like
a great. We talked about that up here with my man, Ben Burgess, who wrote 100%. About that for Jacobin.
Yeah. Yep. You see the fucking Democrats. These are supposed to be like our, you know, our team or whatever. And you see just how awful they are in, you know. And
by the way, again, this is in California. The Democrats run
everything. Yeah, no excuses.
There's no excuse for Gavin Newsom to do this. He can't say, oh, but, you know, we got a bunch of Dems in these, like, these purple districts, and we can't just be extreme.
No, the state legislature passed it, like, overwhelmingly. So it's there's no excuse.
There's nothing.
And then you see
and by the way, Gavin Newsom will never be in danger electorally so long as he's the Democratic Party nominee. He's going to win. Like, there's nothing.
Of course,
there's no excuse for it.
Of course, and then you see like just how awful they are on foreign policy. Just how like how little leadership they're taking in the situation right now in Israel Palestine, just kind of washing their hands and letting anything that go, and that's causing them to crater in support. I did you see this poll that came out? Was Quinnipiac had a poll that came out yesterday, and it was presidential kind of like of independent voters, like who they're going to vote for. Biden was at 39%. Trump was at 36%. RFK at 22%. I'm like,
like, you just suck. You suck. RFK is...
Wait, sorry. This is overall. Sorry, this was overall. Overall voters, Biden 39, Trump 36, RFK 22. But Kennedy, RFK, has a plurality of independent voters. 36 for RFK, 31 for Trump, and 30 for Biden.
Oh, my God. 30
for Biden. So,
that's just nuts.
This is amongst independents. And You look at this kind of thing and you're just depressed. This is nothing but this is obviously just like a protest vote against Biden because people are mad about everything.
People think he's ineffectual.
Yeah. And thanks, Jerv. And you look at that and you're just like, this is depressing. You know, like this is just like this is just what is going on here? You know, this is just depressing. But then you look at things like the UAW, and if any positive change is going to happen in this country, it's going to happen thanks to things
organizing. Like, yeah.
This will change the politics. This will change probably the Democratic Party, but if not the Republic, it's going to change the parties. It's going to mobilize people in a way that we're not used to in our lifetimes, but was fairly common in the middle of the 20th century. I mean, we said it a million times. Civil rights happened because of the brave leadership of civil rights leaders, but also because of their strong alliance with labor unions like the Teamsters. And
100%. And, you know, and this doesn't get talked about. I want to give a shout out to my brother Pascal Robert of This Is Revolution. He does talk about, like, look, man, they were fighting a Cold War and the West was trying to make an argument for why their shit is so much better than the commies. And if you're sicking attack dogs and hosing black people down on your streets, like, you can't really make that argument. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's really tough to make the argument that you're the vision of freedom and democracy when, you know, black people can't even drink at water fountains, right? Yeah. Like, it was nice when we had that counterweight, you know, in the Soviet Union. And you can say whatever you want about Stalinism. And look, I'm not here to do all of that. I'm just saying, when there was a counterweight to, you know, Western hegemony, like, you know, better outcomes for normal people in this country, black people included. Yeah. And so, yeah, man, there's no other way to paint this. Like, again, New York Times is going to cover this. MSNBC is going to cover it. It's not going to lead their coverage. They're not going to be telling all of their audience members, like, you, if you are an everyday person working, you should be thinking like these people. You should be trying to organize. Like, they're not going to do that. Yeah. We know they're not going to do that. But we're going to do that up here on Woke Bros because we're not bought and paid for it, Nando.
That's right. We're fully independent.
We're fully independent. And so, yeah, just incredible news. I would encourage you guys to catch up. Like, Jacobin's coverage of this has been indispensable. Honestly, of course, shouts to the great Alex Press and, you know, her cohort over there over on the Labor Beat. Just incredible stuff.
She's on it.
Incredible stuff.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But yeah, George Santos, Nando, I we did a story for TYT the other day when I was on, and, you know, it was about these New York Republicans. Essentially, they're just, it feels like they're just embarrassed by the guy.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is, you're a joke, bro. Like, you're like, we're a joke, but you're a terrible joke. and they basically conspired to get this guy thrown out of Congress. The vote came down, Nando, and lo and behold, Georgie has survived.
He beat it.
What do you make of this?
I honestly don't know what to make of it because, I mean, 180 Republicans voted to save him and like 31 Democrats, which I like. Listen, if George Santos leaves the fucking Congress, like, it's not going to like make a huge difference.
No,
he's also just kind of such
mean anything.
He's such a hilarious figure that it's kind of fun having him around. Like, the funniest outcome for the United States is that this guy ends up being president in like 10 years.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You know, this kind of preposterous human being on so many levels, like just blatantly just doing flagrant criminal
dumb lying shit. About schools he went to, places he worked, people he's friends with, his
lying about being Jewish. Yeah.
Like, he said he was part Jew. Like, this guy just lies about everything.
And so it's not the end of the world that he beat this. Like, I'm not like actually mad about it, but I would like to ask those 31 Democrats, like, why? Like, I don't get it.
Like, is it just the F you? Like, yeah. what was the situation?
I don't know. There? Maybe they like having him around because it makes the Republicans look ridiculous. I don't know. Like, Rashida Tlaib voted to save him, which I thought was hilarious. And I'm not like, oh my God, can you believe Rashida Tlaib?
That's no.
what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's I'm curious. Like, I'm genuinely curious what the calculus is to do that. But, you know, like, George Santos lives to fight another day. He posted one of the greatest posts I've ever seen in my life. And I think he deleted it, but it's a picture of him looking terrible with his hands with his hands in the kind of Mr. Burns pose, you know, like with your fingertips touching, you know. And then he photoshopped a crown on his head, and he says, "If you come for me, you best not miss." And
it's yes,
sitting in front of the entire Congress.
I'm sure that dude has never really watched The Wire before, or else he wouldn't have fucked up that quote so royally. But still, fantastic. Fantastic stuff.
George Santos, come on the show. We'll interview you. We'll have fun. You should do it. We're now supporting you to the bitter end.
Come up here, George Santos. Just another great New Yorker. After a long line of great New Yorkers, George Santos, you know, he follows, you know, Rudy Giuliani and Mario Cuomo. Yeah. New York, some of the greats. Really John great. Dewey. Yeah. He would have fit right in Tammany Hall, Nando. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's our show today. We just wanted to give you guys a really quick update about the UAW, because again, all of the news, man, the shit that's happening in Gaza right now is just, it gets more and more depressing and awful by the day. More and more unjustifiable by the day. Yeah. The only heartening part is you see so many people. They had that great protest in New York, in Grand Central Station, London. They said 1 million people came out for that, allegedly. Yeah. Places like Turkey. That's about the only heartening thing, is just like there's some level of solidarity, which lets the powers that be know, like, they do not have the will for this. The will of the people is not behind this.
No.
This just mass execution of people who are not in this damn army, this, you know, this guerrilla group. They're just not. The people you're killing are not in Hamas. Yeah. They're not, bro. And, you know, I don't even feel like getting into that. But, like,
yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, the like you said, like, the one silver lining is that, you know, despite kind of every single power structure in the West just kind of fully on board with this, and the media just completely on board with it and everything, that, you know, it seems like regular people, poll after poll shows that majorities in America and in Europe just are horrified by it, you know, like, there's differences, obviously, like, in degree and in terms of what, you know, how people view the overall conflict. But I think most people see the death and destruction and are just horrified by it and want it to stop. And then we can figure out what to do. But, like, this is unconscionable. So that's the one kind of small silver lining.
That's the one silver lining in that whole fucking mess, tragedy, atrocity. Anyway, that's our show for today. We will see you guys in a week. Make sure you become a Patreon at patreon.com/countthedings. Cup of coffee a month helps us put these shows together. Shout out to my man John Gervais on the ones and threes. Peace, y'all.
Later.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.